Welcome back to the Kitty Podcast. We are excited to have you join us for our spring season. We will continue our series on hope with timely content and our special guest. Please note that our release time has changed. We will now be releasing our podcast on Mondays at 12:15 p.m. We're also welcoming a new show to the Kitty Podcast family called Camp CDA, specifically designed for our CDA or Child Development Associate students. The CDA is a national credential in the area of early childhood education. Join us each Wednesday at 12:15 for amazing content. The Kitty Podcast is sponsored by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities through the provision of educational services. We are a Christian-based company, but you are not required to be a Christian to participate in our program. We are educationally empowering everyone. We invite you to share your thoughts with us about the Kitty Podcast. Email us at thekittypodcast@gmail.com. That's KIDDIEPODCAST@gmail.com. Share your questions and your comments. We look forward to communicating with you. So let's jump in. Let's talk about hope. I've been watching the Bloomberg and C-SPAN channels for many years. I like to hear firsthand what's going on in the world. I've noticed that the new buzzword going around the world for the past few weeks is uncertainty. Uncertainty, the word just sounds exhausting. But economic and political leaders around the world are continuously saying this word, uncertainty, in their speeches. One definition for uncertain found in the Merriam-Webster's dictionary is not clearly identified or defined. Uncertainty, distrust, doubt, having reservations, being skeptical, being suspicious. People are not certain of which way the world is turning right now. They don't know where we're going. It's like walking down a dark hallway in someone else's house. It's scary, and it doesn't feel good. People are losing sleep, concerned about the what's next in their lives. What a good opportunity to test out our good friend, Hope. Hello, Hope. I can't see you, but I trust you. What's up, Hope? Thanks for giving me the confidence to know that everything will be just fine. Hey, Hope, I've been looking all over for you, and you've been right here all the time. Now I know I can make it. It is when life is most challenging that you must activate your hope button. In the past, we have talked about self-talk and we've talked about reframing. Self-talk is when you say something to yourself silently or out loud to encourage yourself in difficult situations. Reframing helps you change your focus on a situation. So you have options. You can give in to sadness and depression about what's going on. Or you can ask yourself, self-talk, what can I do to make a difference? Everyone can do something to enhance hope in this world. We have recently been warned that life is going to be challenging for Americans just a little bit. Well, life being challenging for just a little bit is extremely different for millionaires and billionaires than it is for someone trying to raise their family on $35,000 per year. Let's be clear. people with degrees were barely making it this time last year, and now things are going to get worse. I agree with you. That is uncertainty. While you are waiting for what you are hoping for and looking for it to come to life, help somebody else have hope. If your family member or friend has to take on a second job to keep from making a decision between buying eggs and keeping gas in the car, allow their children to be in your care so they are not home alone. You would be shocked at the number of children who are home alone between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. because their parents work two jobs. Give someone hope by giving them help. Uncertainty may cause you to buy all you can all you get, and sit on the can. Thank you for that, Pastor Purvis. Hope says that it is okay to share with your neighbor if you just got something at the 2-for-1 sale. If you are unable to buy two items, at least give someone hope by sharing your knowledge of where the hookup or the good sales are. If you have food left over, give a senior citizen hope by sharing the cooked food you have with them. Many of our seniors would eat more if they had some of your delicious home-cooked meals. Now that is hope in action. Communities may be strengthened if we come together this season during this time of uncertainty. Hope is not dead, but in the words of Michelle Obama, hope is making a comeback, y'all. Let's come together and participate in the Hope Comeback campaign. Everyone has something to contribute that makes life more hopeful for others. Listen, you coming onto our podcast will give someone hope. You telling someone how hope has worked for you through sharing your experiences on a podcast where no one can see you, but your words will change their lives. You can have their entire lives turn around because they decide not to give up and to have hope. That costs you nothing, but it will gain them everything. So if you're interested, email us at thekittypodcast@gmail.com for additional information. We'd love to have you on our show. Let me close with this observation. About 2 weeks ago, I noticed that the daffodils were beginning to spring up in the front yard, and I got excited because it was a sign that spring was on the way. Last week, many of the daffodils bloomed, and they were beautiful. Even though it seemed too cold for the daffodils, they were standing strong. Well, one night a storm came through with cold rain and high winds. When I opened the front door the next morning, to my surprise, most of the daffodils were bent over with their trumpets kissing the ground. I thought all was lost. And then it happened. The weather got warmer with beautiful sunshine for several days. And with the right circumstances, the daffodils begin to straighten up and display their magnificent beauty all over again. What a metaphor for life. We plant seeds in our lives and they seem to bloom in their season. All of a sudden, life starts lifing and we find out that the beauty of our flower garden looks like we are in jeopardy. Let's try not to panic, knowing that with the right conditions, life will get back to normal and all will be well again. Determine what your right conditions are. Personally, for me, I get quiet and still. I pray a lot. I read my Bible, all while continuing to work and bring hope to others. Be like the daffodil during this season. Bend, but don't you break. Again, the Kitty Podcast is sponsored by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities. A Child's Gift Employment Placement Service is one of our companies, and we're now hiring for summer programs. So if you are a teacher, a school team member, a grandparent, a rising junior or a senior in high school, a college student, or none of the above, but you just love children, send us your resume to thekittypodcast@gmail.com and someone will reach out to you so that we can help you locate a great position. Thanks for joining us today. It's been so great to be back with you, and we hope to share with you again. Maybe you'll join us on Wednesday for our new podcast, Camp CDA, at 12:15 on Wednesday. If you can't make it, we'll see you next Monday. But until then, remember to be helpful, to be healthy, and to be hopeful. May the Lord bless and keep you, is our prayer. Have a great day, everybody. Have a wonderful week.